Take some deep breaths. I want you to feel in your body. So drop your attention to your heart, your solar plexus, your dantian, low in your body. Keep breathing. Breathe deeply and put your attention on your exhale to make sure you completely empty your lungs. You want to strengthen everybody's core, everyone's main central, the energy line that runs vertically down your center. And I want you to think of this line today from above your head to below your feet. And let's harmonize our feet to the new earth and our tailbone to the new earth, our heart to the new earth, and our equanimity to the new earth. Bringing strength down for your core. We're going to be working with some high-frequency energy today. When I asked, I was told it was the 17th dimension, which I couldn't give you that much description of, except that it's an intelligent body of energy. So I'd like you to see 12 energies around your crown. They're all you. They're a beautiful reflection of you. They're you in its highest self, in your highest possible position here on earth. A library of intelligence, support, kindness, and teachings available to you. Each one has an individual catalog of energies, but there's many places where they intersect. So today we'll be working on those. When I originally saw them, they all had like little crystal skulls in them. And that was just the message for me, that there was intelligent energy about being a human being in them. In fact, being an evolved human being. They came to me during a solar eclipse in Hawaii many decades ago. Keep breathing. These energies are here for your support, and you can program them. Actually, they're more like a co-creator with you because they're you. The key is you must ask, you must get your will involved for how they will work with you. They come from a place of non-interference, so they're there for your support to work as a reflective influence, a healing influence, a balancing influence, and a guidance influence. To me, they all appear a little different in color, but they don't have to be. You don't have to see anything. You just have to have an awareness, a knowing, a feel, or maybe you see them. However the perception comes to you is right. So don't worry about the depth of it. So right now we're going to activate all 12 specifically for you so they can reflect the best that you have in strength, in awareness, in health, in support. Keep breathing. We're going to work through all the dimensions within the body and all the dimensions outside of the body that pertain to you in this situation. So seeing them around the crown is a way to alert you to this is awareness and this is a higher type of intelligence. And then you can project them around you in a circle, as if you were standing in a circle of pillared light. I used the 12 pillars of benevolence, because we could all use a bit more kindness in our life. And we're all just learning what self-kindness is and self-regard and self-esteem truly is when it comes to us being an empowered being walking on earth. I love the definition of a pillar. One of the definitions is it provides reliable, essential support. And in this case, it's reliable, essential support for your infinite beingness. The reintroduction of this began because I was working on psychic encapsulations that were combined with fear throughout our ancestry. The ones that we inherited, the ones we adopted by habit, the ones that society placed on us, the ones that we're supposed to carry to actually be a weak human being or a weak person, because this is what we're taught to do. No one recognizes you if you don't have a certain amount of strangeness to you or difficulty about you. So let's gently ask, but we must ask, the energy that's ready to assist you with releasing that to come forward in front of you. It could be perceived in any way. You want it in the perfect distance. And we'll ask that these be gently removed, all that are ready to be removed. Everything for your highest and best good. And we can do it layer by layer. If you've been working on it a long time, maybe a lot will go. But just go ahead and just ask for this in a gentle way that works for you. We want your vitality to remain intact throughout our work today. Okay, good. And then, of course, we have another energy of the 12 that will heighten our vitality, will get it moving. Our essential essence becomes recognizable to us. If you've worked with me with the Magnetic Lotus program, you have a sense of an inner essential light. Or maybe you have it from another program, but just feel that inner truth, the inner essence of your sovereignness, of your beingness. We come to Earth and we don't always come in wholeness. In fact, no one comes in wholeness. The act of getting here is a little bit of a crack or reckoning or breaking of the wholeness. And that's part of our adventure here. So what we're doing is on our journey to wholeness, we're repairing these. And part of that repair is giving up all these limiting forces that keep us from being our best self. Part of that repair is reclaiming our whole identity, the truth of who we are. Keep breathing. So one of the ways that we break or see ourselves as less than is we have a mirrored response, a projected response. We project our best onto someone else, often a leader, often someone showing up in force or convincing you that they know more than you do or are superior to you. That's a really old-fashioned way of teaching. And if you find yourself feeling less than around people, you want to go ahead and allow that projection to dissolve. So we do project our best onto others, and then we feel less than. And sometimes we project the stuff that we're bothered by or one of those psychic fear things I was talking about onto other people. And we make them powerful in a dense way. What, you know, years ago we used to call like evil, which is just many, many layers of density used in all kinds of ways. If we're all loving light, which I believe we are, then that's just layered density on somebody. It doesn't mean you have to play in their playground, but you also don't want to give them the energy of deflecting ways you feel bad about yourself onto them. Okay, so let's break all of those projections, the ones you know about and the ones you don't, and then ask whatever energy is in your 12 to assist with this. And that usually feels like a relief, because we actually use a lot of energy in creating that way. We can go back to our neutral state. We can go back to our loving light state. We can go back to our truth. And bonus, we learned a lot on this journey. Keep breathing. The ascendance of the great feminine spirit, or how I have been seeing it, a shift in the mother bear energy in the world, has changed how nature interacts with the human condition. Shifts are taking place. And that is the energy that brought forth this teaching again. It used to be just a few people had it, and now the doors are wide open. Anybody who wants it can achieve it, can hold it, can have 12 energies with you at all times, through your rest, through your daylight hours, through your exercise program, through your workday, just there, just looking out for you to be benevolent pillars in your life. And ask an energy to show up, or maybe two or three will, that will assist you with your physical body. Of course, we'll balance all the energy forces. We'll do that now. Assist you with the directions, the right time and space for you now. Collapsing any programs that you're running elsewhere that weaken your body. Dissolves any beliefs they're holding you back in limitation. We'll strengthen the nervous system for strong skin, strong bones, healthy muscles, blood, bone marrow, eyes, kidneys, livers, digestive tracts, the endocrine system, the reproductive system, the respiratory system, the direction we're heading. Removing any collapsed material that's ready to be moved out of our field. All the lights of the 12 that would like to interact with you now, we're going to ask them to go ahead and work towards the healing of your body, the return of the consciousness of health for your body and all the cells, all the quantum particles, all the mitochondria, all the empty spaces, the nucleus, the electrons, the neutrons, all of it. All aspects of DNA inherited through thought or body. Karmic actions of yourself or another, memories, worry, deleting all of this. if you open the door through each of the 12, they each have a journey for you. They're light pillars, but they also have an infinite supply of intelligence and interesting information and heightened awareness. And the best way to deal with this, to learn from it, is to use it. And I suggest using it all the time. Have it with you all the time. Use it as you would Alexa, if you have Alexa in your home. And just let that be a part of your day and your ritual. And you know what's working when you feel good about yourself, you're feeling aligned, you ask a question, and you receive an answer. And that answer might originally be you feel a little better, or you have a sense of the light, or you feel comforted. But it also might be little by little your awareness works with this energy, because it's you, it's your energy, but it's reflecting back as that collapsing field of projection we're all working through. We're all growing up and out of that. I don't know how long it will take, but that's part of this devouring energy of the earth that is moving out of our consciousness little by little, day by day. Meditation by meditation, we're removing ourselves as that being, the energy that we create with, that someone must lose so you can win, or that there's not enough. And all of that energy begins to shift when you work in infinite manifestation. Keep breathing. Now I'd like you to call forth one of the 12 that is best to work with your goal. And that will reflect back in a manifesting line within you. But allow this energy to assist you in strengthening it and aligning it and keeping it growing, keeping that inner energy strong. So that whatever you use to get through the world, whether it's money or currency in other forms, or if it's just food you're looking for or a better house, you're able to hold that energy. You're able to hold not just the outcome, but the feeling you would have in having it. So you don't have a sense of that there's a denial somewhere within your field. So you can ask it to break any concept of denial. Any that you're storing from someone else. Any that you decided to carry for someone else. I'm going to go ahead and go quiet for a little while, and I would like you to ask your own question. So right now, go ahead and have that question in your mind and ask one of the 12 to show up for you, to turn to the front of you so that you can ask your question and receive an answer, and I'll help hold the energy for you. Let's begin. Take a breath. When you're ready, gently open your eyes. Thank you, and a hui hou.